What's up, guys? You're listening to Kicking It With Keish, the podcast. You're either watching via YouTube or listening to me via all of my podcast streaming platforms because they're absolutely amazing. Now, today's quote of the day is, one cannot think well, love well, or sleep well if one has not dined well. And that quote comes from the Virginia Woolf. Once again, one cannot think well, love well, or sleep well if one has not dined well. And if you know your girl, you know I love dining, okay? I like to eat food. I like snacks and food and all that. So today's food of the day is stuffed crust pepperoni pizza, because I'm eating it. And I've already, this is my fourth slice. And if you're judging me, don't judge your dad's unibrow. How about that? Fight me. You know what? We're going to keep violence out of this. Just don't judge me. Why are we talking about food today? Because today's topic is holiday food in the workplace. This is for sure a topic that needs to be touched on because I'm just tired, okay? I'm a flight attendant, and last year I had a bad bump in with some green beans in the crew room. So we'll get to it. To pop off today's episode, we're going to start with some ground rules, okay? So I'm going to be providing y'all with some ground rules. First ground rule is there should be seasoning present at all workplace functions that are going to have food. Just in case the food is unseasoned well enough. In which we already know from past year experiences that the green beans usually taste like faucet water. So, Lowry seasoning, hot sauce, garlic salt, just to name a few, should all be present and then some. Because I refuse to remain quiet about having to chew holiday food that tastes bland and unnurtured. I mean, I really don't even have to go into detail about that. Last year, like I said, I'm a flight attendant, so I was sitting in the crew room last year, and I'm about to dive into this food on Thanksgiving because I had to work on Thanksgiving. So I'm about to dive in. All Trey songs. I'm spoonful of green beans. And they turned out to be a spoonful of water beans because it felt like I was chewing on boiled water. If boiled water had a flavor, that would be the flavor of the green beans that was at the holiday feast. I was appalled. So let's talk about what was on my plate. I had green beans, some turkey, gravy that wasn't really gravy. I don't know. It was like watered plastic. Like it wasn't gravy-fied. It was like, I don't know if y'all, it's so hard to explain. I had green beans, turkey with gravy, some mashed potatoes that wasn't all the way mashed because it was still some potato clumps. And then I had, it was stuffing. Let's talk about that. Know the difference between stuffing and dressing, okay? Because we're going to go into detail. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. And stuffing is apparently made of cornbread pieces and is stuffed in the turkey, apparently. Dressing doesn't technically have to be stuffed in the turkey. It is made of cornbread. But it's prepared different. Now, I will go on record and say that I've never seen one of my caucus friends of caucus descent, white people. I've never seen any of my white friends make dressing. I've only seen dressing made in the black household or the African American household. I've never seen it made in the caucus household. I've only seen it made in the African American household. And I don't know if I'm a fan of stuffing because I ate it looking for it to taste like dressing and it did not. It wasn't, but this time it wasn't even stuffed in nothing because they had already pre-sliced the turkey. So I'm not sure how that happened. But there is a significant difference between stuffing and dressing. Let's know the difference. Third, let's talk about dessert. Okay? Because another issue I had along top of the water beans that were supposed to be green beans and discovering the difference between stuffing and dressing was the dessert. So, this is Thanksgiving. It's the afternoon. People are waiting on flights and they got food available for us in the crew room because they're feeding us. And so, I'm in the crew. Everybody's in the crew room. It's a lot of, you know, flight attendants and pilots in the crew room. And everybody's seen me walk. I'm well known in our crew room. They seen the hurt and disappointment after moving things around on the plate with my eating utensils. So when I went to get dessert, somebody should have been watching me. This is how I know I had no real friends in that room that day. Because they were looking for laughs. They weren't looking for my well-being as far as dessert went. Because I went over to the dessert table and nobody made anything from scratch this time, which I was grateful. I'm not sure how they was going to get that through TSA to get into the airport, into our crew room, like our work room or whatever. But anyway, our break room. But anyway, all of it was pre-wrapped, you know, Sara Lee, you know, her little vanilla cake slices, because I don't think they call it pound cake. It's vanilla cake slices were over there. Sweet potato. No. Pecan pie. And what I thought was sweet potato pie. Now, once again, let me go on record and say I'm not trying to make this about color. But when you have friends of African-American descent and friends of Caucasian descent and then friends of Hispanic or Spaniard descent or any descent, because we live in America. So when you have different descents in the room, when you have different ethnicities and different races, everybody needs to be up on the same page as far as what is sitting on the food and dessert table, okay? Because I picked up a deceiving piece of pumpkin pie. And I don't eat pumpkin pie. Never eaten pumpkin pie because it's gross. I've never had a good, delicious bite of pumpkin pie. My ethnicity goes towards the sweet potato pie. So I thought it was sweet potato pie. I was deceived. Everybody seen me pick up that pie. Everybody seen me stick my fork in it. And everybody seen me stick the bite in my mouth. And everybody caught the wrath of not telling me what was present or not having signs available. Y'all need to have signs or some descriptions or something just in case everybody mouthful and they can't really talk while they're eating. But this sign needs to say, you know, this pumpkin pie, Keisha. Not even just Keisha. Guys, this is pumpkin pie. These are water beans. No salt, no seasoning because we're looking out for everybody's blood pressure. Something. Nobody said nothing. And I was stuck there looking stupid with a piece of pumpkin pie in my mouth. Pumpkins ain't even supposed to be eaten. Pumpkins are for fall decoration and making jack-o'-lanterns with the children for a Halloween costume and decoration. Pumpkins are not supposed to be eaten. Pumpkins is not even a vegetable. I've never remembered learning that pumpkin was in the vegetable category, so I don't even feel like it should be eaten. I feel like that's something that the pilgrims did when they came over. They just seen it laying on the floor. It's like, oh, let's eat this, see what it tastes like. And they put it in a pie, which was a mistake. I don't even understand. I'm not even a fan of pumpkin spice. Y'all know how pumpkin spice comes out in all of the coffee shops and in the pumpkin spice candles. I seen pumpkin spice honey nut Cheerios. And I am not trying those. Pumpkin spice fragrance. Pumpkin spice. What is it for the coffee? Creamer. No. Throw the whole pumpkin spice concept away. I don't like it. Pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie. It should all be disintegrated. Never to come back to the face of the earth again because sweet potato pie is the way to go. Until somebody can genuinely present me with a good piece of pumpkin pie and let me have trust in them enough to trust that it's good and genuine and made with love, I'm not eating it. So don't ever have it present. And if it's in my presence, I need to know because I feel like I got let down. Now, the next ground rule, if food is brought from a coworker's house, like a potluck setup, Do not let your pets taste test the food. I once had a coworker, and this was before I was a flight attendant. She brought some type of casserole, and her cat's paw print was in it, along with fur. So she is banned from bringing anything other than bottled water from now on. Bottled, and we have to see that all the seals haven't been broken on the water because we don't trust her. That's how you lose your trust in the workplace. You got one good time to bring something bad or something wrong to a workplace potluck, and you banned from bringing anything that ain't store-bought with the seal on it, and has the seal hasn't been broken ever again. Like, Sharon, she can't never bring nothing else to the potluck. Matter of fact, I don't even work there no more. But Sharon, I just thought, I know you listening. You can't ever bring nothing else to that company's potluck because we don't trust you. And if I come to visit during the potluck and I see you got something there and it's not bottle case, pre-wrapped, pre-judged, and not made by you at your house, I'm not eating it. Know that. See, that's how you get banned. Somebody also tells Sharon, don't bring the multicolored mac and cheese noodles. First off, we know it's Kraft. We know it's out of a box. It's not homemade. Second off, we didn't touch it last year, Sharon. We're still not touching it. Leave it at home for your cat. Or you're fired. Because who brings multicolored mac and cheese noodles? Like, how much time do y'all have on y'all hands to think that multicolored macaroni and cheese is it? Like, they make the macaroni and cheese, and they make the cheese, and they put the little and stir it up or whatever. And then they portion it off. Okay, I'm telling you about Sharon. She portioned it off in four different sets of mac and cheese, right? And so then she added food coloring, a different food coloring to each bowl. So you had red mac and cheese, orange mac and cheese, green mac and cheese, blue mac and cheese, and purple mac and cheese. I was offended at all the colors. She said she was supporting the gay rights flag. First off, we can support the flag without having to change our mac and cheese to the color of the flag. That was a bit much, and that's why you'll be fired next time you bring something else like that. Matter of fact, to bring macaroni and cheese, like, macaroni and cheese is a sacred holiday addition to the meal. To bring macaroni and cheese, or to even be allowed or chosen to bring macaroni and cheese, you need a PhD, 3 reference letters, and a blood sample to let us know that you are feeling well. Like, we're going to have to check your sugar that day before you start cooking, because we need to know that you are feeling well and that you meet the credentials and the requirements and qualifications to make macaroni and cheese. That is sacred. You want to know who's over making our mac and cheese at our family's functions? Aunt Jen. My Aunt Janice Irvin, she's over making the mac and cheese. And then, if she can't step up to the plate, say she's not feeling well, she can't step up to the plate and make it, we always have a backup. That's my mom or my Aunt Nana. There's no backup after them. So, one of the three got to come up. But please believe, all three of these people have shown themselves mighty and approved. My mom don't have no PhD, but these reference letters and qualifications have all come in. And she is qualified. She's also qualified to make the potato salad. But my family, I've come from a family of cookers. So, cookers. Is that a word? Cookers, chefs, homemade cuisine, whatever you want to call it. That's my family. My family doesn't believe in anything from the box. Like, my family's so bougie when it comes to homemade food and dessert. We can look at a cake from 50 feet away and tell that it's a box cake or not. Like, we're not doing it. Yep, that's my family. And I don't blame it. Because I don't like box cake. I need to taste the homemade goodness of it. Unless you're sharing. I don't want to taste your homemade goodness. Now, another thing that you are not allowed to bring to any holiday function. Fruitcake. I'm not sure. Who eats fruitcake? Nobody. Whose idea was it to put fruit in a cake? And I'm talking about, like, don't bring it. Now, banana nut bread, that's not cake, that's different. Yeah, don't bring fruitcake. I'm not sure who raised y'all. what else not to do when it comes to holiday food in the workplace? I think that's all I got. Let's talk about holiday, non-holiday topics for the workplace, or especially during like Thanksgiving meals around holiday food. Politics. Let's keep all politics out of conversations during holiday feast. We really don't want to talk about what the president's up to, unless we're talking Obama. But I'm not going to be biased here. He's forever my president. I said it. Anywho, but that's just my personal opinion. Love me, hate me. I love you. I don't hate you. What else? What have we covered? So we talked about that there should be seasoning present. Now listen, if you guys are like a health conscious type of establishment at your workplace, you don't really have to bring, you know, the seasonings that have all of the sodium. They do make Lowry's, however you want to say it. They make it in a low sodium form. You need that, please. And if you don't bring it, don't have it at the workplace, and you're at any of my work functions, I also always have hot sauce in my bag, swag, all Beyonce. I would not travel without a little container of hot sauce in my bag. Matter of fact, I got one over there in my lunchbox now, and I might put some on my pizza here soon. But you need to have that seasoning, at least salt and pepper. Be gracious and kind enough to at least have salt and pepper present. Like, how dare you make us? How you gonna decide for us that your cooking is enough? And some places that cater, they don't always put seasoning on their food. So that needs to be well aware. Now, to my friend Jeff, last year you didn't think I seen it, but your toupee fell off onto the silverware. You quickly removed the silverware and you hid it under the table, knowing nobody was gonna look under there to find it. Because you didn't want anybody to eat off of that silverware. Now that was sanitary and that was quick thinking, but I seen you. So next time, secure your toupee, my man. I didn't mean to put you on blast like that, but I seen it. And the fact that you looked around to act like, did nobody see it? Embarrassing. Anywho, what else not to do during holiday food with workplace events? Don't ever get too drunk at a work party. I know probably a few of y'all have had that. I'm a flight attendant, so there's no drinking at a work party, period. If that work party happens at the airport. But don't get too drunk around your colleagues, because holiday drunkenness at workplace parties, those stories are never lived down. Like, you will do the most embarrassing to yourself, if not be on the verge of getting fired. And I don't want any of you to lose your jobs. What else not to do? Yeah, don't drink. Bring seasoning. Know the difference between stuffing and dressing. Please have signs present on all of the food to let everyone in the building know what's going on, just in case everybody's chewing. What else? Please make sure that there's a difference and there's two separate sections for pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie. I know I can't get everybody to stop eating pumpkin pie, and that is not my intentions, but I'm just saying, sweet potato pie is the way to go. And if you don't know how to make it, one store-bought brand that is amazing that I will name is them patty pies. The Patti LaBelle sweet potato pies. Those are great. And you can, the majority of the time, get them at Walmart for like $5. Go get you one. Matter of fact, I think this year she came out with more desserts, if I'm not mistaken. I think I seen a pot, like a fruit pie or two, like a apple pie or something. Last time I was in Walmart right before Thanksgiving. I think I seen that. So yeah, I trust the patty pie and patty cake. Patty cake. I trust the Patti LaBelle pies and Patti LaBelle cakes and desserts. And I back them for all workplace events. If you're going to have holiday food workplace events, please make sure there is a patty pie available. And Patty ain't making pumpkin pie, but she sure does have a bomb sweet potato pie. And other desserts, as we've discovered. What else? Make sure food is brought from your home that your pets haven't been into it. Sharon, we're watching you. The macaroni and cheese maker, make sure you look at those credentials and everything before that walks through the door. Matter of fact, not even before it walks through the door. Before they begin to consider themselves the maker of it, like that they're the one for this year's macaroni and cheese pan. Make sure we check their credentials. Don't go letting anybody make that mac and cheese. I'm trying to tell y'all, you will be disappointed. No more fruitcake. End of discussion. And that's really all I have for y'all today. That wraps up our little short segment of holiday food in the workplace. I hope you enjoyed it. I just felt like hopping on here and talking to you guys. Follow me on all of my social media platforms. We have Instagram at InstaKeesh, Twitter at InstaKeesh, Snapchat at Queen Keesh, and follow my fan page on Facebook, Kicking It With Keesh, and that is also my YouTube. All the information's right there. If you're on YouTube watching this, and you'll be able to see my links if you're on my podcast and any of the details under my bio. Thank you guys for joining me today. Stay tuned for more. My name is Keisha Carter, and you're listening and watching Kicking It With Keesh. Bye, guys.